You're listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still ahead in our section, Understanding the Scriptures, the Critical Doctrine of Salvation. What does the Bible say about it? But first, contending for the faith. This week's question, a frequent reaction to the seduction of Christianity is that it causes division within the body. What is your response to this criticism?
Well, it depends on what you mean by division. If you mean that we're dividing over non-essentials because we don't like someone or we feel differently about something, that shouldn't be. Jesus caused division everywhere he went. He was accused of causing division 3 times in the book of John. He's accused of causing division. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus says, in fact, I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I came to cause division between husbands and wives and parents and children. And what Jesus is talking about there is the truth cuts like a sword, and it does divide. And that I must make a clear stand for truth, because as we've tried to explain, and we're not saying it, Jesus said it, this is the issue. It's the truth that sets you free. And Jude said we must earnestly contend for the faith once for all delivered to the saints, because false doctrine, a false gospel, will send people to hell, not to heaven. So therefore, that is something that I should divide over. The news item that we just had, he got involved in dialogue. Jesus didn't say go into all the world in dialogue. Dialogue is, well, for instance, the last couple of weeks on trips, I've had a limo driver who was a Sikh. I've had a limo driver who was a Muslim. And I had some very fruitful discussions with them. In fact, to such an extent that just a few days ago, the Muslim driver wouldn't take a tip from me. He said I had already given him a wonderful gift, because he came to understand the gospel. I didn't dialogue with him. Dialogue is you try to come to some meeting of the mind. I'll give up a little and you give up a little and so forth.
No, it's a consensus. We're moving from Christian, from absolute, to a consensus, which is compromise.
Right. Paul disputed in the marketplace. He proved that Jesus was the Christ. He confounded the Jews and the Greeks as well. And I'm to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And I must, you don't dialogue about truth. I don't dialogue about whether 2 + 2 = 4, you know. That's one of the problems in our public schools, as most people know. It's not facts anymore, but how do you feel about it? How do you feel about 2 + 2 = 4, you know? So that's dialogue. But that's not going to get anybody to heaven. So there will inevitably be division. You know, I've had, and I'm sure you've had, quoted at us, Romans 16:17, mark those which cause division among you and avoid them. And I say, wait a minute, that's not what it says. You better go back and read it again. It says, mark them which cause division among you contrary to the doctrine you have received and avoid them. You don't cause division by standing for sound doctrine. We are united in the truth. We cause division is caused by introducing false doctrine and refusing to be corrected of it.
Right. It's the truth that unites us. I mean, we can do everything that we want, try to do whatever we think we can do to come together in unity. But if it's without truth, there is no unity. You know, it's interesting how these ideas of division, just as you mentioned, the misquoting of Romans 16:17, we're told that doctrine divides. And it does.
It does.
But the idea is that that has a negative connotation. We don't want to get into doctrine. Don't talk to me about doctrine, brother. Just tell me you love Jesus. And we've been through this before. Jesus who? Without doctrine, without biblical teaching, we don't know who this Jesus is that we're talking about.
Right.
And that we're supposed to unite around. But it's truth.
The reason why doctrine divides and truth divides is because it does unite you if you believe it. And those who don't believe it, who reject it, are outside. Mm-hmm. They're not part of this. So if we read the prayer of Christ in John 17 for unity, I believe the prayer is answered. We are united. It's a unity in the truth. It's a unity in God's word. And it's a unity, Jesus says, as thou art in me and I in thee, that they may be one in us. So it's a family unity. We're only united in the family of God because we've been born of the Spirit of God and the family of God, and we believe the truth of God. We're following Him. So the Bible never says to make unity, but it says keep the unity of the Spirit. And this is the Spirit of truth who leads us into all truth. So, yes, there will be division because there are many who reject the truth, but we're not going to compromise with them for the sake of coming up with some false unity. To be unified around error, around heresy, is only going to destroy people's lives. It's not going to help.